The clinic hadn't seen patients since April of 2023. A report from last year pointed to staffing issues leading to a large drop in appointments starting in 2021. Clinic officials say it offers OBGYN services, prenatal care, and STI testing. It will still refer deliveries to Monument Health. The clinic has hired a midwife and registered nurse. Clinic director Waisha Whiteface says patients should schedule appointments immediately.
And as fast as you can, because we announced last week that we were opening up for this week, and we filled up within 2 days. The service is very needed here, especially to our Native American women in the community.
The services are limited to enrolled Oglala Sioux Tribal members. The clinic was funded through an agreement with OST, Rosebud, and Cheyenne River Sioux Tribes. Earlier this year, Rosebud and Cheyenne River pulled their funding, citing concerns the clinic had not seen patients for over a year. Enrolled Rosebud and Cheyenne River members now go to Oyate Health Clinic for women's health services. Oglala Sioux Tribal President Frank Starr comes out, says it's unfortunate the other tribes pulled out. He says OST found resources to reopen Native Women's Health Clinic.
And I'm glad it's finally happening. It's great. This is going to be huge, I believe, in the future because of the need. I'm looking forward to seeing that in the future for our membership.
Stark comes out, says he's confident the clinic will remain open beyond his administration. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger.